Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Oh, hallelujah. Giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the absence of our pastor, Pastor Jackson. But the word of God should continue to go forth. This morning, thanks to God, if you open your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 57. And also get 1 John, chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Which read as following. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 57 said, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5 is read as following. For whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This morning, thanks to God, I want to speak on victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. I know this morning is Palm Sunday, and it's the Sunday before Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. But thanks to God, in order for us to have victory in Jesus, Jesus had to do what he had to do in order for us to have this victory. We know that Jesus had to triumph into Jerusalem. We know that Jesus had to die on the cross in order for us to have that victory. But thanks to God, just to encourage you today, as a follower of the Lord, you don't have to go through life broken, oppressed, and defeated. Come see what it means to be on the winning side. Victory in Jesus. See, defeat is damaging to our life, and remain in defeat can destroy our faith. It is not God's will for your life to walk into defeat, thanks to God. So this morning, I remind you of the victory, not the defeat. That is the privilege of those who serve our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, thanks to God, you got to keep in mind, victory in Jesus is yours. God have no intent to allow you to lose the battle of life without being victorious. That's not his intent. Two, victory is something that God gives us. We don't have to earn it. Not like salvation. Victory is a free gift of God's grace. You see, as it is truth of so many of the things of God, victory is given to us by God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the expression, the title of famous song, Victory in Jesus, or Victory is Mine. Since Jesus is Lord of all, in Acts 10:36, he can and will triumph in all situations. Thank you, Lord. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it said, for no matter how many promises God had made, they are yes in Christ. They are yes. Amen. So we must boldly claim victory in Jesus. We got to claim it. We got to continue to say, saints of God, we have the victory in Jesus. We don't have victory in man. We don't have victory in society. We don't have the victory in the stimulus checks. But we do have the victory in Jesus. Amen. We got to claim it. Amen. And pertain it. So ongoing victory in Jesus in this fallen and hostile world is something for which to give thanks to God. Not only, thanks to God, we got the victory, but we should also thank him for that victory, for what he did, for him triumphed within Jerusalem. It is not God's will for your life to walk in defeat, but it is his will for you and me to rise up in the middle of Satan attacks upon our life and live in victory. That's his will. But it's left up to you and to me to fight and claim that victory. Saints of God, I'm here this morning to encourage you, let you know that you have the victory. Like I said, I know this is Palm Sunday, but someone needs to know that they have victory in Jesus because of what he did.
Yes.
Amen. To live in victory, thanks to God, you must think victorious. It is impossible to live victory without a victorious concept. So if you don't think that you is victory, you won't be. You got to think positive at all times. Get all that negativity out of your mind, out of your thinking, but think positive. The word said, think on these things, which is good. So we have to think positive. We have to think that we have victory. Even if it don't look like the saints of God, even if you've taken your last breath going under the water, just keep saying, I got the victory. Hold on. Amen. Because Amen. God got the lifeline. Yes. Hold on, saints of God, because we have the victory. But thank be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The old saying goes, you are what you eat. The same thing is true for our life, thanks to God. If we eat what the world is eating and not the word of God, we're going to be defeated. But if we eat, meditate, and think and stand on the word of God, we have the victory. If you are defeated in your thought life with negative thoughts or failure, then you will never win the battle. You can't win with negativity, saints of God. So this morning, as we're talking about victory, the antonym for victory is vigilant. V is for vigilant. We see in 1 Peter 5 and 8, it said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We see in Romans, chapter 13, verse 14, it said, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So, saints of God, in other words, be watchful and on guard. This is a spiritual fear, which actually is a healthy fear. When it said, be watchful and be on guard, not a fear of trembling, but a fear of you knowing that you got the victory. Look it out. You're on the defense of what the devil can do, because he is roaring. The word say he's running around like a lion, seeking whoever got their guards down, whoever don't have on the Christ, whoever don't have on the armor of God. You see, saints of God, don't feed the lion your flesh. If God can protect Daniel in the lion's den, he can protect you now.
Yes.
Amen. I imagine the consequence. We see in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11 through 14, it said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his day be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fears God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his day, which are as a shadow, because he fear not before God. You see, saints of God, don't look at what other people is doing. Don't look at the success of other people and what they've done. You might say, I'm living right. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what the word said. Don't get encouraged, saints of God, because Joe Blow over here selling dope, out there pimping out, stealing, killing, and robbing, but yet and still, like he getting ahead. But the word said, God will take care of the wicked. His days is so long on this earth. So don't look at what somebody else is doing. Yes, I'm guilty of that myself, you know. I'll be like, man, I'm working so hard. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Even when in the military. But I'm not getting, you know, don't look like I'm getting nowhere. Everybody that's going out there party, drinking and everything, they getting promotion. And I'm still stuck. But one of my old drills, he said, don't think about that. Keep your head and your books, your training, and you will succeed. And so I took his advice and did just that. And soon, very soon, I see myself getting promoted, boom, 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 doing things, going places where even the staff NCOs couldn't go. So don't look at other people and what they're doing, but you got to stay focused on the word. See, cry out to God. Don't be ashamed, saints of God, to cry out to God. Let him know. It's better to cry out to God than cry out on Facebook and to your friends. Because like I said, your friend can only do so much. But God can do all things but fail. He can do all things but fail. Man will fail you, saints of God. So cry out to God. Psalms 34 and 6 said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Jeremiah 33 and 3 said, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty thing which thou knows not. See, God's telling you, call upon me. He's telling you what to do. Call upon him. He ain't said call Terry. He ain't said call Tammy. He ain't said call Colette. He said call upon me. Sometimes, thanks God, the answer is right there. But it don't seem that we've been disobedient. Like I said, we're calling on everybody else but the God, but Jesus himself. And he said, call upon me, and I will answer thee. When you're calling somebody else and then calling Jesus, you're being disobedient. When I was studying that, I'm like, wow, you know, I never thought about that way. I'm being disobedient. Because I know the first thing when something go wrong, I'm like, Tammy! Instead of, oh, Lord, guilty. I'm sure we all are, just being honest. See, crying out when tempted after you fail and throughout the day, cry out to him. When you're tempted, saints of God, he is the best source. Take no thoughts in captivities. Take no thoughts. We see in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, temptation come like the serpent in the garden, saying, you should not surely die. You become as gods. If not dealt with immediate, saints of God, when that temptation hits your thinking, your thoughts, those thoughts become desire, which turn into action, which produce habit, then become your life. So when a thought comes to you, when a thought comes to your thinking, through your mind, saints of God, get rid of it, deal with it immediately. They're just like a child. When you do something wrong, don't do it in anger, but take that child and correct him right then and there. Let him know. Don't put out, well, I'll get you later. I'm going to punish you later. See, my mother used to do that when I was younger. When I was at home, she used to say, remember, I'll get you later. And pile them up. And when she finally got, you know, around to it, remember when? No, I don't, but I'm sure you do. You remember when? But don't do that, saints of God. Hallow the thoughts right then and there. Don't let them linger, because you don't want them to become part of your life. Amen? Amen. The most dangerous form of thoughts are lust, sin, and death. LSD. Lust, sin, and death. O. Omnipresence of God. Genesis 39, verse 7 and 9 through 9 said, and it came to pass after these things that his master wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath commanded all that he has to my hands. There's none greater in this house than I, neither have he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? If you see, saints of God, Joseph then said that I will sin against my master. He said, sin against God. So we have to get our priorities straight. we might do these little underhanded sinful things. Nobody gonna know. Nobody gonna find out. But God, He knows, He sees it, and eventually it will come to light. See, God's omnipotent presence means He sees all. You might hide from me, but you can't hide from God. Psalms 31:39-2 said, Thou knowest my setting, my down setting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. So God knows your every move even before you knows, because He knows all. Thanks to God. So when you lie to yourself, when you lie, you're just lying to yourself. You're not lying to God, because He knows. So you are, thanks to God, we lie on the scripture. Don't rely on man, rely on the scripture. We see in Psalms 119, verse 11 said, Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. So you see, saints of God, memorize, meditate. In the Hebrew word, meditation means to chew on the cud. So in other words, continue to chew on it, continue to study, continue to meditate on the word of God until it comes embedded within your spirit. So when you need the word of God, the Holy Spirit will bring it up. So you see, saints of God, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, they have no temptation taken you, but which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. See, saints of God, you might have trials and tribulation. You might be tempted. But one thing, don't say, God tempted me. He didn't tempt you. The devil tempted you. And you took the bait. But God will make a way of escape when it seemed to be no way out. Amen. It left up to you to meditate on the word, use the word against the devil, and hold on, saints of God. See, God will bring those verses back to you when you meditate on the Spirit. It will remind you, well, when the devil tell you this, the Spirit gonna tell you that. Just picture yourself, saints of God, the devil on this shoulder switching to you in this ear, and the Spirit on this shoulder switching to you. The devil is this tall, but the Spirit is this tall. And with a deep, deep voices, Luther Van Gogh's voice. I don't know if everybody know, but Luther Van Gogh, you know, he had one of them deep, deep voice. See, that voice of the angel, it's gonna overpower the voice of the devil, because it's gonna come up out of your spirit. Listen to your spirit, saints of God, the Spirit of God. There's other spirit out there, but listen to the Spirit of God, saints of God. See, the Bible is a sword, and it is an offensive weapon which is used to resist the devil and to fight against him. Why? yield to the Spirit. We see in Romans chapter 8, verse 13, it said, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." So you see, saints of God, like I said, you can walk around, think you're getting away with something. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. It might not be today. It might be 10, 15, 20 years down the road. But it's going to catch up with you. That piece of pie, like last month I told you, going downstairs while everybody asleep, getting the last piece of pie, 2, 3, 4 weeks down the road, it's going to catch up with you. You're not going to get away with the things of God. Eventually, your sin will come to light. In other words, that's what I'm trying to tell you, saints of God. If you know you're doing wrong, stop it. Repent. Turn. God is a big God, and he has already forgiven you. Just repent. Confess your sin. That way, it won't be a condemnation within your thought. I remember. You remember when? Yes, I remember when. But look at me now. See, you got to, those are the kind of things that you have to tell yourself. Yes, I was sinning then, but now I'm doing right. I'm doing what the word said. That's what you got to tell yourself. Continue to speak positive, speak life into yourself. Thanks to God. You see, whatever God said to do, we must obey. In order to have his power over sin in this world, we need to be obedient, saints of God. So there you have it, V-I-T, V-I-C-T, O-R-Y, victory. If you make up and put your mind into victory through your hope in him, and who he is, you will always win, saints of God. You will always win. Romans 15:13 said, "Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." You see, saints of God, we must have hope to live in victory. We got to have hope in order to live in victory. I don't want to fall into the hand of a doctor without hope. Do you? I don't want to fall into the hands of a lawyer without hope. I don't want to fall into the hands of a ministry without hope. Psalm 71, verse 14 says, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." Amen. We will serve the God of hope. And that's what we're doing now, saints of God. We are serving the God of hope. Yes. Not the God of defeat. Not the God of distrust. Not the God of disillusion. We have hope, and beyond that, we have blessing assured. We have those promises, saints of God. We got those promises. Psalms 98 and 1. Sorry, media team. It says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous deeds. His right hand and his whole arm have gotten him the victory." You could live in a doom and gloom, or you can live your life surrounded by hope. See, the choice is yours. See, God gives us a choice. He's not going to force you to do anything that you don't want to do. You got a choice, saints of God. You got a choice to accept Lord Jesus Christ, or you got a choice to go to hell. You got a choice to speak life, or you got a choice to speak death. You got a choice to speak blessing, or you got a choice to speak curse. It's left up to you, saints of God. God give you that choice. And all the while, he's telling you to speak life. Choose life. Don't live in doom and gloom. You don't have to, saints of God. Live your life surrounded by hope, faith. David never allowed himself to focus on his problems. Have y'all realized that? David, he never allowed himself to focus on his problem. David, he never be remembered as a blues singer. He didn't sit around, oh, it's me, oh, me, oh, my. David, he always did something. David had bumps in his life, just like we do. David had battles in his life, just like we do. David had failures in life, just like we do. David had difficulties in life, just like we do. David wept, just like we do. David moaned, just like we do. But David learned to live in praises. That's the difference, saints of God, right there. Learn to live in praises, praising our God despite of what you're going through. Praise him. When praises goes up, blessing come down. So you got a choice, thanks to God. Sit and go through, or get up and praise. Thank him for the victory. Saints of God, if just related to the thing that could have and should have destroyed David, God wants you to know the same power that delivered David is the same power that delivered Daniel. It's the same power that delivered the three Hebrew children from the fire. The same power that pardoned the Red Sea for Moses, the same power that shook the gates of the prison doors for Paul and Silas at the midnight hour is ready to be allotted unto you. The same power is available for you, thanks to God, as long as you have that hope. See, all these people, they had hope. They stood on hope. If it worked for them, it'll work for you and me. Because God have no perfect person. None. So these were some examples, thanks to God. If he did for them, he would do it for us. See, all you got to do is just change garments. Take off the garment of circumstances, take off the garment of defeat, and put on the garment of praise, and God will do a new thing in your life that you will not only amaze you yourself, but cause those that know you to stand in wonder. Man, I remember when, man, I know when this, but look at him now. Take off the old garment and put on the new. God is about to do a new thing in your life. God is doing a new thing in your life. God will do a new thing in your life, saints of God. But you got to hold on to that hope. Hold on to the hope, saints of God. We see in Psalm 42 and 5, which said, while thou cast down, O my soul, and while thou decreed in me, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Hope, saints of God, hope. You see, saints of God, we're learning to live in praises. It's a century to victorious living. See, praises build our courage, like it did Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, like it did Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. Praises build our faith. Praises put our faith into action. The building of our faith, see, the building of our faith, it pleases God, saints of God. God get excited when we trust him. Just like the ones that have kids, you know, you get so excited when your kid run to you and say, Mommy, Daddy, I did this. I rode my bike. But no, all in all, you know, how you was there teaching them how to ride the bike, teach them how to drive the car. They trust, you know, they trust you and how you got excited about that. Just imagine how our Heavenly Father gets when we trust him. When we put our whole trust in him, how excited he can get. When we get excited about our children can come to us and talk to you about it and everything because they trust you. Don't you get excited? Just picture our Heavenly Father the same way when we put our trust in him and not in the man. Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Big word. Especially when you're a starter. You see, saints of God, praising God during our trial is like saying, God, you are my source of strength, and through storm, although storms may rise and winds may blow, but my trust is in you. Praises bring the power of heaven to our aid, saints of God. 2 Samuel 22:6-8. It said, the sorrow of hell compass me about. The snare of death prevents me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ear. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. You see, saints of God, God hears you. He will move, he will remove that stumbling block that keeping you for coming to him. He will remove that situation, or I should say, he will take that situation that you were in and give you the victory over it. He might not necessarily remove that situation, but he will give you the source to overcome that situation. He might not move that mountain, but he'll give you the source to climb that mountain or go around that mountain. And nowadays, you can go through that mountain with the tunnels. God will make a way when it seems be no way. We got the victory, thanks to God, but it left it up to speak it and believe it. Yes. See, God hears, God heard, he hears, and God always hears the cry of his saints. If we don't with God, iniquity in our hearts. To live in victory, you must get your eyes off of your situation, thanks to God. You got to. Because your situation is not going to do nothing but put you deeper and deeper into fear and defeat. You see, saints of God, during the storm of the life in Matthew 8, Peter got out of the boat. He was the only one who got out of the boat. Peter focused on Christ, not on the stone. Only as his attention shifted, he began to sink. So that's a good example for us, saints of God. As long as Peter was walking on water, he was focusing on where he was going. But soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. So in other words, saints of God, keep your eyes focused on the word. Keep your eyes focused on the hill from which come your help. Yes. And not your situation. Don't shift. Don't let The little devil. Don't let the little devil whisper in your ear. Every time he comes whispering in your ear, pull your big angel spirit out. Put him over there. Matter of fact, get rid of him and put two of them there. Put the spirit there. Call your big brother Jesus. He ain't gonna have no room. But it's left up to you, thanks to God. The victory is left up to you. You see, thanks to God, the lame man at the pool of Bethel in John, he had excuses. We see in John 5:3-9, it says, and these laid a great multitude of impotent folks, a blind, halted, withered, waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubled of the water, stepped in was made whole, whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, whether thou be made whole? The important man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. You see, saints of God, that's another example in our life. Jesus is asking us, do you want this? Do you want to have victory? Do you want to have the success? Do you want to make it? But we always have the excuse. But if I do this, I got to wait on. Wait on who? Call who? I got to wait on somebody to tell me what to do. I got to wait on my friend to tell me on Facebook what to do. I got to wait for Wayne to call me. If you need a new ride, depend on God. Don't depend on man. I can't get a new car. Cause my credit is bad. And have you tried my Jesus? Call on the one that got the source. Call on the one that can give you a car. That bless you with a car. That might not even cost you anything. He might send someone your way that have a car to give to you. But yet and still, I'm waiting on Wayne to give me a ride. They go up here and the bill rejected again. Because they're going to say, no, your credit is bad. Keep your hope in God. Keep your hope in God. You see, saints of God, this man, he had an excuse. I have no one to help me in there. If you want it bad enough, roll. If you want something bad enough, you will find a way to get it. Stop making excuses. We got to stop making. I'm not mad at you, saints of God. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the devil. I'm angry with the devil because he got minds, the people's minds so blocked that they can't even think right. They can't think straight. Because we can do so much better. We can have so much more if we just let go and let God. And stop making excuses. See, Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? Some of us walking around here now, sick in body, diseased. But Jesus already told you, you are the healed. You are the healed, saints of God, but you got to believe it, have faith, and receive it. And stop making an excuse. Well, I can't go to the doctor till Wednesday. I can't go to the doctor till next month till my check comes. Stop making an excuse and start standing on the word. I am healed. By the stripes and wound of Jesus, I am the healed in Christ Jesus. Yes, like the pastor said, the doctor's good. They got their purpose. But Dr. Jesus, he said, call on him. Dr. Jesus. Stop making excuses. Yes, we do it. But we need to stop. We need to learn how to speak up and speak out. It is time, saints of God, that we need to learn to speak up and speak out. You see, saints of God, I'm almost finished. Like I say, I'm not mad with nobody. You see, the man focused only on the circumstance. I have no man to help me. Get your eyes off the circumstance and get your eyes on me. That's what God. That's what Jesus was telling him. Get your eyes off of your circumstances. Get your eyes off of man, waiting on man to put you in there. I ask you a question. Do you want to be healed? God is asking us the same question. Although, like I said, he gave us the answer. Sometimes attack comes and they are so heavy that they overwhelm us. And it's hard not to focus on the problem that we are dealing with. But thanks to God, keep pushing forward. Keep, like Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. Keep a hope alive, not in man, but in God. That was a true saying. Keep hope alive. But be careful where you keep your hope. Be careful where you put your hope, thanks to God. That is the thing. Yes, keep hope alive, but keep it alive in Jesus. When you are facing with loss in your life, it is difficult to stay focused. See, loss of health, loss of a loved one, loss of possession, attacks are hard and they do hurt, saints of God. They bring pain and suffering into our life. But Jesus is our champion, our refuge, our strong tower, our shelter in the storm. He is the God of hope. Focus on the promise and not the problem, saints of God. To live victorious, you must never accept defeat. Never accept defeat. To many Christians, come on attack, they give up so easily. They want to just sit there and do nothing. Don't even move. Don't even try. When you are defeated toward progress, it stops death. It stopped dead right there, thanks to God. When you are moving forward in progress, doing something, have your hope, it stopped dead right there because you keep pushing through. You keep moving forward. Sometimes, you know, even when you get stuck in the mud, sometimes you just spin, and go nowhere. But you might put some board or something up on there or some gravel up on the tire and everything, and it'll catch that grip and stuff. And you might get so frustrated, saints of God, that you just jump in the car and vroom, vroom, and all of a sudden, you're out there. You might be flying, coming out of there, but you're out of it. But the thing is, we'll move you. I was determined. You got to be determined to keep going forward. You got to be. You see, saints of God, they think if I don't do anything, maybe the devil will not notice me. He will just leave me alone. Wrong. You're only going to exist in defeat, which is the opposite of victory. If you are a child of God, I don't care how much you try to hide from the devil, if you're in God's kingdom, he's going to find you one way or the other. His little imps, demons, they're going to throw something at you. Just like going fishing, That's all he's doing, using his amps and stuff for. Like a bait. See if you're going to nib at it. But saints of God, keep your eyes on focus. When you are defeated, forward progress stop. When your prayer life stop, you are living in defeat. When your devotion life stop, you're living in defeat. When your commitment to serve is stopped, you're living in defeat. Some people are sitting in pews and haven't done anything for the kingdom in years, saints of God. Blame lack of time. Pastor, I'm just way too busy to do that. I can't do that. Excuse. You know what? When they say, Pastor, I'm just too busy, my answer will be, well, slow down. If you're too busy, you're too busy, you just need to slow down. Because you're too busy to do the work of the kingdom, you is way too busy. Some blame burnout. I did it last time. Now let somebody else do it. They look for any excuse not to be profitable for the master. Don't live in defeat. Do something, saints of God. Like I said, I'm almost through. I ain't got about 3 more pages. Well, when Pastor gone, he said, do. So I'm doing. Got to fill his shoes. So I still got 20 more minutes. Aren't that what he said? 12 o'clock? But anyway, thanks to God. We see in Romans 8:37, it says, nay, in all these things you are more than conquerors through him who loves you. Who loves us, which love you. Once again, living victoriously come through him, Jesus Christ, saints of God. Remember Christ's word in John 16:33, part B, it said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Remember Jesus is Lord of all, included Lord over all this world problems. Again, all falls. The Lord make you more than conquerors. This victory in Jesus, this in conquering, is a board base and provision in all these things that we do. We are conquerors, saints of God. We have the victory, saints of God. And in this empowerment, this enable to conquer, it is an expression of Jesus' love for us. The love of Jesus that he has for us. You see, saints of God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it said, now thank be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. So like Jesus triumphed in Jerusalem, right here, we triumph in Christ. We can enter in, saints of God, with our head held high. Again, the promise of Trump is in Christ, a daily closely rock with Jesus, is a source of great victory against the world, the flesh, and the devil. This provision of God give victory to us and worth of much thanks unto God. Don't take it for granted, saints of God. Thank God daily for making your triumph a conqueror, a victory in Jesus. Early, saints of God, we saw the word victory. We saw the word, heard the word conquered. In this word, we see the word triumph. Now, the pattern is clear. Victory, conquer, triumph, equal, overcoming. When you have the victory, you have conquer, you are conquered, and you triumph in Jesus, you is an overcomer. These are God's plans for those who receive and follow his son Jesus. Now often, we expect God to give us victory in Jesus always. The scripture promises us that God would always cause us to triumph in Christ. When Peter got out the boat and walked on the water, he didn't hear a mad rush behind him or other jumping out of the boat. It was Peter that did something. Other than follow, sometimes you have to be alone, thanks to God, and step out on faith and take that journey alone until God sends someone across your path to help you to walk that journey. You see, thanks to God, in closing, you can live in victory. In victory, you don't have to remain defeated. God give us the victory. He made us more than conqueror. He made us triumphant overcomer. He bring us these victory through Jesus Christ. Victory in Jesus is a free gift. We don't have to earn it. We are made victorious because Jesus loved us, thank God. So set your mind to thinking victory. Don't focus on the problems, but on the promise. Do something, get up, and move. Remember the last thought, thank God. You might be the one how to have victory in Jesus. The answer in the Bible verse above said, victory come through our Lord Jesus Christ. Conquer through him and triumph in Christ. He is the final victory over sin, sickness, death, and the devil. So you just determined to walk closer with Jesus each and every day. He said, I am with you always. And the Lord of all who is with you always will always give you the victory and cause you to triumph as his word clearly promised. Therefore, saints of God, we can faithfully sing, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind because victory today is mine. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come, Father God, we are thanking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done. We thank you for your beloved Son, Jesus. For all that he have done, doing, and to do, that we may have the victory in our life. And we thank you, Father God, this day for being our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In the praise report, in the personal prayer.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.